Chapter 12 At the Pond.
Linda opened her eyes slowly. It was morning, and there was a pale light in the room.
It's time for school,
she thought. Then she saw the slimy stone walls and the tiny window, and she remembered. She wasn't at home in Greenwood. She was in the dungeons of Duxbury Castle, on a straw mattress on the floor. She felt very cold and lonely. Someone knocked at the door. Linda stood up and pulled some straw out of her hair. The door opened. It was the jester. He gave her some bread and a bowl of milk. Linda thanked him and ate hungrily.
Do you understand why you are here?
He asked. He was friendly but serious, and he spoke anxiously.
Lord Blackheart thinks I'm a witch, but it's not true,
she replied.
I believe you,
he said.
But my lord is angry, and you are in danger. Today, he will take you to the village pond for a public ducking.
A ducking?
Linda was shocked. She remembered ducking from her history lessons. They put people under water for a long time to test their innocence. They often died.
But he can't do that to me. I didn't do anything wrong,
she cried desperately. The jester looked at Linda sadly.
I'm sorry, my poor, strange maid. I can't help you now. Good luck.
A guard appeared.
Are you ready, witch? The cart is outside,
he said. He pushed her up the stairs and into the bailey. Linda saw the cart and horse, ready to take her to the village pond. Blackheart was beside the cart. Linda saw his dark, cruel face. He smiled horribly. Now she wasn't frightened, but very angry. The cart moved slowly towards the village. Some peasants walked beside it. One shouted to the cart driver,
Is this the witch? She's very young.
So perhaps she will survive.
Laughed the cart driver nastily. Linda shivered, but was determined to be brave. She began to make a plan.
I'm a good swimmer. I can try to escape under the water,
she thought. Now the cart was in the village street, and Linda saw the poor cottages and the dirty little children with no shoes.
I must appear very strange in my tracksuit and trainers,
she thought. After the cottages, Linda saw the pond. It was very large, full of reeds and surrounded by grass and trees. Some ducks swam happily on the water. Lord Blackheart was near the water with the guards. They had a long rope and a large sack full of stones.
Good day, my pretty. But it is a sad day when a fair maid dies as a witch, he said, laughing cruelly.
There were many villagers there, looking curiously at Linda. They talked noisily and pointed at her. Linda looked hopefully for Matt, but he wasn't there. The only kind face was the jester's. He looked quickly at Linda and smiled. Then he started to amuse the villagers, and they laughed at his jokes.
His name is Blackheart, his heart is black. He kills his witches with a rope and sack.
A guard pushed Linda from the cart and tied the rope around her.
I must stay calm,
she thought.
Don't forget the sack, ordered Blackheart. The witch must stay under the water until I decide.